Where's the rock? That is Grinspoon, Chemical Heart, 10 past 12 with Tracy. Legal tender tour, only 3 days to go. And the headlining boys have arrived back in the country, back from Australia, back home in Wellington this afternoon. John Tugut, of course, needs no introduction. John, welcome home.
Thanks, Tracy. Good to be home.
So what's the plan? We're 3 or 4 days away from the start of the tour. Do you boys at your stage of your career still need to rehearse, or can you just like rock up and go?
Yeah, we had to actually have a rehearsal for the first time in years. And it was good, actually. It was like, oh, right. Because recently we've been talking about doing this whole 7 albums over 7 nights thing. But while we were doing that, we sort of started playing all these songs that we hadn't played for ages, off Killjoy and Churn and all these older records. And it was like, ooh, we could actually make a really cool, interesting set that no one's really seen.
Let's get into this first song anyway, because, of course, you've brought in all your favourite songs that you want to play. We've got a whole hour of stuff here. The first one you want to play this afternoon, AC/DC, Shot Down in Flames. Why AC/DC?
You don't need a hack like me to sort of explain to people why AC/DC is so great. They're just great. After seeing hundreds of bands live, I still think that this band is probably my favourite sounding band.
John Tugut on the phone from Wellington, only a couple of days until the tour kicks off. John, also I know you've spent a bit of this year working on a solo album. Tell us a little bit about that.
Basically just sort of started, like, I knew I was going to have some time off from the band after the Beautiful Machine tour finished, and I'd had a whole bunch of music, and a lot of it's quite different from what I do in Sheehard, and I just thought, oh man, I've got a bit of time. I might go and ring up some friends for other bands and sort of have a little jam, you know. And so basically I travelled around New Zealand with a laptop and a guitar and just like wrote with all these really talented people, and it was so fun, you know, and the music's really fresh.
Oh, I look forward to hearing that. Hey, look, let's just quickly take a break, play another song, Metallica, sure. Master of Puppets.
You've got to play Damage Incorporated.
You want to hear that one? Tell us a bit about why you love this song so much.
I just want to put it on radio because it's really heavy.
Joining us on the phone from Wellington, we're only a couple of days away from the start of the Legal Tender Tour. We had some Metallica in there, Damage Incorporated, also The Clash, London Calling. Why are you such a fan of The Clash?
I was lucky enough to meet Joe Strummer on a Big Day Out tour, and he was one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the industry, and he was genuinely enthusiastic about new music and all music, and he was just a real inspirational character.
Busy year for you, John. I mean, obviously, you've been rehearsing for these gigs, you've been working on a solo album, but putting together a new Sheehard album as well.
That's right, and I think it's going really, really well. Everyone seems to be really relaxed and really enthusiastic about being back in the studio. Like, we all had a bit of time away from each other to do our own things, and the music's really colourful, but when it kicks, it really kicks hard. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're always up for a new Sheehard album. Something else you want to play this afternoon, The Hives, Tick Tick Boom. Tell us a little bit about this. This is a fairly new song.
Yeah, it's off the Black and White album, I think. I just really love the guitar sound. I just was really jealous when I heard it, you know?
Yep.
I was like, how come I've never managed to get it sound as good as that in the recording studio? So yeah, I mean, and it sounds good loud too. So.
Oh well, let's turn this one up then. This is John Tugut joining us on the phone from Wellington. This is The Hives and Tick Tick Boom. Workplace Request is chosen by John Tugut of Sheehard. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Soul to Squeeze. 20 to 1. We'll be back with John in just a moment. He's just had to take an urgent call on his mobile. Oh man, rock stars. But he wants us to play this one for you as well. He's in love with this song. This is Beastie Boys, Sabotage. Workplace Requests. That is the Beastie Boys, Sabotage, chosen especially for you this afternoon by John Tugut of Sheehard, who just had to duck away to take a very urgent mobile call. We'll be right back with John in just a moment. Still got some more stuff for him coming up before 1 o'clock. Legal Tender, of course, it kicks off this Thursday. We are only days away now. First show Thursday night in Dunedin. Plenty of shows across the country and still tickets available. Selected tickets available. If you need to get along, you need to get to our webpage for all the details. That address, therock.net.nz. Log on now. All the music this afternoon, compliments of John Tugut of Sheehard back in the country for the next few weeks, of course, headlining our Legal Tender Tour. John, tell me, how did you broach the subject with the rest of your band about wanting to do a solo album?
It was really funny, actually. I was like, sort of, I was pretty nervous about it at first, but as soon as I sort of mentioned going out and like writing with different people, everyone was like, please go and do it.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah, get it out of my system, because I can be a bit of a nightmare to work with at times, because I like everything exactly the way I like it.
Yeah.
So they knew that if I was forced to go out and write with like all these people that are from other bands that I totally respect and stuff, that I'd have to stop and actually listen to what they were doing.
And is there anything that you've written that you've thought, actually, I might keep this for a Sheehard album, it would work better with Sheehard?
No, I've kept it completely separate, you know. know, it's just like you write a song with somebody and it's like it belongs not just to me, it belongs to that person as well. You know, you both put everything into it and no, it's going to be completely separate from you.
John, how do you feel about going out on like a mini tour like this? When was the last time you went out as part of a bill and travelled around?
I can't really remember. We've been off the road for a while. So, I mean, for me, it's like, I mean, we get to play with Living End every night, who are awesome live. I love the guys from Airborne, and so, you know, Luca Boa will be there, and their family to us, and I'm really looking forward to just killing it, you know.
You omitted one band off the bill there, John, the Farrelly Brothers, who are going to be opening the tour every night.
Oh, okay. What's that?
What's that? Roger Farrelly, our breakfast announcer.
Cool.
Who else is in the band? Ricardo Ball is in the band, our music director.
awesome. That's cool.
You will be pleasantly surprised. Last song from you this afternoon, John. You wanted to play some Nirvana, Territorial Pissings. You can't have a whole hour of rock without chucking some Nirvana in there.
Stick it in. I like that song.